Well, it's less than 3 weeks now until Election Day, and a News Hub Reed research poll released last night showed Labor could govern alone. But Labor leader Jacinda Ardern is not banking on a majority because, well, no New Zealand party has achieved one in an MMP election. The National Party landed at just under 30% of the party vote in the new poll, but Judith Collins says its internal polling shows a different result. I spoke to our deputy political editor, Craig McCulloch, a short time ago.
This is another bad poll for National, below that 30% mark, way behind Labour, way out of reach of government. I see that some on the right are already trying to spin this as a move in the right direction, and National are up 4.5 points, ACT up 6.3, Labour down almost 11. That is a big shift. But remember, that is compared to the last News Hub Reed research poll, a poll done way back in July, and one which was quickly dismissed at the time by National then as rogue. So you can't have it both ways. You can't argue that the result was rogue, but also then celebrate a big jump up now. I think this can be seen more as a return to reality. Judith Collins once said that she would resign if she took the party below 35%. Right now, she would be ecstatic to be reaching those heights. She hasn't managed to crack 32 since she took over in July. Remember that the National Caucus rolled Simon Bridges as leader after he recorded two polls around that 30% mark. 4 months on, two leaders later, they have not moved from there, still at 30%, still no chance of governing.
Mm. Interesting that this came during a period in which they did release their big tax policy that has been dogged somewhat, obviously, by these errors. The errors and alleged errors, because there are both with Paul Goldsmith's numbers. So what's your thoughts on that? That must be disappointing for them that the tax policy as per so far has not cut through.
Yes, National has really struggled to pick up support. It's struggled to pick up momentum. They thought that tax cut might be the circuit breaker. It was quite a clever strategy. It was a clear difference between Labour and National, a typically popular policy there, more money in your pocket. But people don't appear to be moving back to National. The damage done, firstly by the revolving door of leaders, by the high-profile scandals, voters have not forgotten that. And like you say, it wasn't helped by Paul Goldsmith, National's money man, making errors and alleged errors in the party's alternative budget. That cuts right to the party's brand. If National are to have any chance, they have to look right now like they're a government in waiting. And right now, they are not convincing voters that they're that party.
Right, let's look at some of the minor parties. Let's start with ACT, because they have been the standout performer of the minor parties so far, well up around that 6, 7% mark in two polls now. That has primarily come from National. Would that be the view?
Yes, there is another stellar result for ACT here. For years, ACT struggled to even crack 1%. You know, they were down there for a long time, even during this term of government. They've been steadily building support from the beginning of this year, and then they're coming into their own now in this final stretch, clearly picking up voters from the right wing who are dissatisfied with the state of National. However, also picking up votes from New Zealand First. And I'm thinking particularly the gun lobby here. David Seymour made gun rights his issue this term, an issue which was previously seen as New Zealand First's domain. So I think he's definitely picked up some votes there.
That is Craig McCulloch there, our deputy political editor.